Shalom to all. Today's office by Matzia Daf Kuf Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Mayim Sar, Bas Biyakim Maisha, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yis Fiyanta, but Rabbi Asher Anshul, his Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah says, Makabal Sod Mechaber, Lashon Muatais, if a person releases a field from his friend for only a few years, that's less than seven, Loyes Ran a Pishton, he's not allowed to plant flax in it. That's because flax drains the soil, and it takes a full 7 years for it to regenerate. And since his lease is less than 7 years, he's going to be returning the field in poorer quality than it was when he got it. So that's not okay. And furthermore, he's not allowed to take the kairos shikma. What is this? So shikma is a sycamore tree, and it's a non-fruit bearing tree whose branches were used for beams, and it takes 7 years for them to regenerate. So same thing, he's not allowed to take the beams if he has the field for less than 7 years. However, kiblai menel zayin shanim, if he's leasing it for 7 years, shana rishani is ra'an pishton, v'yesh le'bikaros shikma, in the first year, he's allowed to plant pishton, and he is allowed to take those beams. So Gemara discusses the first case of the Mishnah where he has it for fewer than 7 years. Amar Abaye tells us, because shikma ain loy, he's not allowed to take the actual beams of the tree, but b'shevach shikma yeshloy, he does get any improvements from the sycamore tree. Let's say he grew bigger and stronger and taller. Part of those improvements are allowed to be taken by the fellow who's leasing the field. Whereas Rava Amar Rava says, afil b'shevach shikma nami ain loy, he doesn't even get the shevach, these improvements. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava, Mason, we have a breast that says, hamakabal sod mechaver, a person leased the field from his friend, v'igiyaz mani lotzeis, and now it's time for him to leave, shamin loy, we evaluate for him. Now, my love, shamin loy b'shevach shikma, doesn't that mean that we're going to evaluate the shevach that this tree produced? Clearly not like Rava. So the Gemara says, loy, that's not what we're talking about. Shamala Yarkav Silka. We're going to evaluate the greens and the beets that are still in the field. That's what it means. And he's going to get some of that value. Ask the Gemara, Yarkav Silka, Nakrav Nishkal. If there's greens and beets in the field, so why doesn't he just uproot them, weigh them, and take his portion of them? Why do we have to estimate how much they're valued at? The answer is, B'dloy Matu Yahim Adshuka. That's because it's not the market day yet, so they're not ready to be uprooted. That's why we're going to evaluate how much they're worth and give him some of that, and we can't actually take this produce itself. So no question around from here. We have another attempted question. Tashma, if Brasa tells us, if a person leases the field from his friend, and now it's Shemitah, Shamanlai, we evaluate for him. Ask the Gemara, Shvias Mikom Afka Ara? Just because it's Shemitah, now the land is being taken away from the person who leased it, he might not be allowed to work it because it's Shemitah, but it doesn't mean that he has to give the land back to the owner, so what are we evaluating? Ella, rather, we have a different understanding of the Brisa. Ema, let's say as follows, he's leasing a field from his friend, and now it's Yovel. We know that by Yovel, the land goes back to the original owner. And so in this case, the Brisa is telling us, Shamanlai, we evaluate for him. This seems to be not like Rava. We continue asking him, Yovel mi mafka kablanos? Does Yovel take away the field from the kablan, from the one who's leasing it? Let's misa sam rachmano. The Torah says you're not allowed to sell the land forever, but that's regarding a sale. This is not a sale. This is just kablanos. He's leasing it. So even though it's Yovel, the fellow who's leasing it is allowed to stay here. What are we evaluating for him? El rather, the Gemara says, Emo, let's understand the Brisa saying as follows. Halikeach sa de mechaberai. A person purchased a field from his friend, Vigea Yovel, and now it's Yovel. And so now the field is actually going back to the original owner. Shamaloi, we evaluate for him. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest, Hachinami Shamaloi Biyarkav Silka, that over here we're talking about evaluating the greens and beets that are growing here, as there's still no question on Rava, that can't be because Silka Viyarka Biyovel Hefkerahu. Greens and beets that are growing in the field on Yovel, which has the same din as Shemitah, they're Hefker, and they're free for the taking for everyone. El Lavin must be, what are we evaluating for this fellow as the field is leaving his possession? Shevach Shikma, the improvements to the sycamore tree. And so this Bryce is clearly not like Rava, that says that he does not get the improvements to the Shikma. The Gemara answers, Tegemar Abaye Aliba de Rava. Abaye explained this according to Rava's Shita, Shani Hasam. That case is different. Amakar, the Pasuk says, V'yata Mimkar Bayis, and the sale of the house goes back. Mimkar Chayzer, Shevach Enoi Chayzer. The sale goes back, meaning the land or the house that was sold is returned to the original owner, but any Shevach on it does not go back to the original owner, and that's why the one who purchased it gets to keep the Shevach. And so that's a unique case. We're not able to ask from there onto Rava. Ask more of Enigmar Mene, so why don't we learn from there? And the answer to that is, Hasam is Vinim Al Yahu. Over there, it was a proper sale, V'yovel Afkasa de Malkahi. And Yovel is something that the king says, namely Hashem is telling us that you have to give back the land to the original owner based off this drasha from the pasuk you just quoted. The buyer at least gets to take shevach when he's returning the land. But in case of kablanos leasing a field, who says that when the field is going back to the owner, the one leasing it gets to take the shevach? So no question on Rava. Now, story of Papa Kabbal Aral Aspasta. Rav Papa leased the land for Aspasta, and we already explained earlier that this is a crop that's harvested every 30 days and it's meant for animal food. But what happened to this field? Kadachu batali. In certain spots of the field, little trees started growing. And Kikam Astalik, when Rav Papa was leaving because it was the end of the lease, Amar Lahu, he told the owner, Havli Shivcha, give me the shavach of these trees. So Amar Lahu, Rishisha Breder of Idli, Rav Papa told Rav Papa, El Me'ata Dikla Va'alim, Hachinami Dibai Mar Shivche. Now, based off what you're saying, let's say you came into the field and there was already a fully grown palm tree, but it became alim, thicker, stronger, and better. Would you be able to ask for the shavach? You wouldn't be able to demand the shavach. So why are you asking for the shavach now of these little trees that grew? Amar Lahu, Rav Papa responded to him, Hasam Lavadai the Hachinaches. Over there, if a person would have gone into a field that already had a palm tree that grew bigger, he didn't go in for that palm tree. He never intended to take shavach from this now bigger, stronger, stronger palm tree. But Anan regards to me, I came in with this das that whatever grows in this land, I'm going to take some profits from. And here we have trees that grew here, I get the profits. Now the Gemara suggests, come on, who's this like? Kabai, like Kabai, the armor, Shavach Shikma Yashloi, that he gets Shavach Shikma. Have retract right away and say, Afilu Temek Rava. We could even say this is like Rava. Hasam, less like Pseda. Over there in our Mishnah, when we have the sycamore tree that grows, if the guy leasing the field doesn't get Shavach Shikma, there's no loss to him because the tree grew on its own. Hach, over here, Ikab Pseda. There is a loss to Rav Papa if he doesn't take any of the Shavach. And we continue discussing this in the context of Rav Papa's case. Amar Le, Rav Shishi Breder of Idi asked him, My Pazatich, what are you losing out on if you're not going to get the Shavach? Yad Aspasta, a handful of Aspasta. Why are we saying just a handful? Well, that's because we have a few trees that were planted in the spot that Aspasta could have been growing. But how much space do those trees take up already? A handful or so. And so that's all you're losing out on. A handful of Aspasta. Shkel Yad Aspasta Vazil. So take a handful's worth of Aspasta, meaning you'll take the extra value that this handful of Aspasta is worth, and you go. And you, Rav Papa, do not get the value of these trees. You only get the value of this handful of Aspasta. So Amar Le, Rav Papa responded to him, Ana Kurkuma Rishka Rabbi. I would have planted Kurkuma Rishka. We had this before as well. This is an expensive type of herb. It's called garden saffron, and it's worth much more than a handful of Aspasta. So Amar Le, Rav Shishi Breder of Idi responded to him, Galisa Adaitech Del Mishkal Vestaluke Avata. You've just revealed that you want to take and go. That's what you're working here for. Shakal Kurkuma Rishka Vizil. Take your saffron, this herb of yours, and go. Ein Lecha El Dmei Eitzim Bavad. You only get the value of the Eitzim. In other words, he was telling him, I see from your claim that you never intended to plant something here that's going to remain in the ground. Therefore, a maximum, you could only demand the value of the wood, but not the value of the trees and how much they improve the land. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Rabbi a couple Ara, Rabbi Rabbi leased a piece of property, Vahadulei Mishunisa, and then there was a whole bunch of rock that grew in it. This is talking about the border of the field. The earth got washed away and it revealed a whole bunch of rock. That's what this Mishunisa is. And Kodachu Bezardasa, some Zardasa trees started growing through the cracks in the rock. And Kiyam Stalik, when Rabbi Rabbi was leaving the property, because it was the end of the lease, Amr Lehu, he told the owners, Havli Shevchai, give me from the Shevach of these trees. Amr Papyrus probably said, Mishim da Sisu Mulai, Amrisu Mili Mulaisa. Since you come from a Mulai, you're saying things that are Mulaisa. So either Mulai is referring to the family of Eli HaKayin, who him and his descendants were cursed. And so Rabbi is telling him that you come from a blemished family, so the svar that you're using is blemished. According to others, Mulai is just referring to a place, and he's saying, since you come from this place, you say funny svaras that people of this place say. What's the issue with Rabbi Barabai is saying? Afil Rav Papa Amar Elad Islay Pseda. Even Rav Papa himself was demanding the Shevach because he claimed that he had a loss. He would have planted something else in the spot that these trees grew. But Hacha my Pseda Islach, over here, what type of loss do you have? You don't have a loss. These trees grew on the border of the field and they grew out of rock. So it's not even like you were going to plant something in that rock. So you can't claim any of the Shevach from these trees. And now we've got something else. From here on to almost the end of the Gemara, we're going to be discussing a Shesala. Who is this? So he's a fellow hired to plant vines in another person's field. And the arrangement is that he receives a full half of the produce and he can remain here forever as long as the vines are still here and he doesn't cause a loss to the owner. Now he's different than an aris because an aris only receives a third of the produce and that's because the aris only comes in after the field was already set up with vines. So the Gemara tells Rav Yosef Havalehu Shesala. Rav Yosef had a Shesala. Again, this fellow came in and planted his vines and he got to take a full half of the produce that grows. And what happened? Shachiv, the Shesala died. Veshavak Chamisha Chasinavasa. He left five sons-in-law. Amar, Rav Yosef said, Ad inno chad hashta chamisha. Up until now, I only had one. Now there's five. And ad inno lo havu samcha adadi. Up until now, the workers didn't rely on each other because I only had one worker, this Shesala. Vlamivsuduli, and therefore they didn't cause a loss to me because there was one guy who took full responsibility for everything. Hashta chamisha samcha adadi mivsuduli. Now I have five that want to work the field. They're all going to rely on each other to do the job, and they're going to end up causing a loss. And therefore, I don't want you to work for me. Amar lehu, he told them, Isha klisu shivchaychu umistil klisu motav. If you're going to take the shavach, you're going to take the improvements of the land and leave. So that's great. Vilay, if not, I'm going to send you away and not even give you the Shevach. Rav Yehuda says, Vitema, some say it was Rav Huna, Vitema, and some say it was Rav Nachman. Haish Salah Shachiv. If Shesala died, Yarshim Dilei, Mistalkin Luhu Beloy Shevcha, his Yarshim are allowed to be sent away by the owner without paying them the Shevach. And so, therefore, dear sons in law of this late Shesala of mine, you better take my offer and I'll pay you your Shevach and you shall leave happily. However, the Gemara now tells us, Velav Milsi, this is really not true. Rav Yehuda never really said this. You actually cannot send away the Yarshim of Shesala without paying them. And we can do with another case, who's Shesala, the Amr Lehu, is this Shesala that told the owners, Imafsidina, if I cause a loss to the land, Misalakna, I'm going to leave. And what happened? Afsid, a loss was caused. So Rav Yehuda says, Mistalak v'shivcha, he would have to leave without getting paid improvements. However, Rav Kana says, Mistalak v'shakal shivcha, he has to leave the property, but he still gets improvements. And Umad Rav Kana agrees, the Amar, that if the Shesala said, Ipasidna, Misalakna b'loy shivcha, then if a loss happens, I'm going to leave without taking the Shevach, Mistalak v'shivcha, so then he would have to leave without the Shevach. However, Rav argues with this, and he says, Asmachti, this is just an asmachta, v'asmachta loy kanya, and asmachta is not binding, as we've had multiple times before, and asmachta is really something that the person says just to show how serious serious he is. And that's all this Shasal was trying to impart when he said, I'm going to leave without getting paid. He was just trying to impress upon the owner that he's going to work really hard and make sure that everything's successful. But he never actually meant to make a halakhically binding statement that he's not going to get paid at all. And therefore, if a loss was caused, when he leaves, he does get paid. Ask the Gemara, Rava, Mayashlam Mehadnan. According to Rava, why is this any different than the following Mishnah? And we had this previously. A person taking a field says that if I leave it fallow and I don't work it, I'm going to pay you from the very best. Why don't we say that's considered an asmachta? And the answer is, Hasam Maida Afsin Mishalim. Over there, whatever loss is caused, he's taking upon himself to pay. He's saying, if I don't work the land and I cause you a loss, so I'm going to pay you for that loss. Hach over here is the same exact thing. Maida Afsin Minakinle. Whatever loss the Shasala caused, we are going to subtract from the amount of money he should be receiving. Bava'idach, the rest, Yavinale, we are going to give him. In other words, let's say we're supposed to be paying the Shasala $1,000, but he had caused a $200 loss. We're going to subtract that $200, but he's still going to walk away with $800. It's not like he's going to walk away with nothing, and that's the difference between this case and the Mishnah's case. And on to another Shasala case. Runya Shasala Ravina Hava. Runya was Ravina Shasala. Afsid, he caused a loss. Salke, Ravina sent him packing, gave him the pink slip. Also came to Rava. So Runya came to Rava. Amrili, he told him, Chazi Mar Maika Avidli, see what he did to me. He fired me. Amrili, so Rava told him, Shapar Avid, what he did was good. However, Amrili, Runya told him, Holy Hasrabi, he never warned me. He walked into my cubicle one morning and told me to pack my stuff and leave. That's not fair. So Amrili, Rava told him, Let's Yukal Hasrais, he doesn't have to warn you. And Rava Tame, Rava Shitasai, Amrava, Rava says, Mikri Dardaki, a teacher of children, Shasala, this planter that we're talking about, Tivcha, a butcher, meaning he's a Shaychet, Va'umna, a mile, one who does bris milas, Kavta Samabes on top, Usfar Masa, and the cipher of the city. Even though earlier in the Masechta, Rashi explained this as Sapar Masa, the guy who gives haircuts, here it's talking about Safar, the cipher of the town, Kulan Kumbusan Va'indin Dami, all of them are like they're ready warned. Paul Demilsa, this is the general rule. Kulb say the Deloy Hadar, Kumbusan Va'indin Dami, any loss that can't be retrieved, like a bad bris mila, or a bad Shechita, or one of these other things, or a Shasala ruining the field, it's like the person was already warned, and he doesn't need another warning, he could be fired on the spot. And that's exactly what happened with Ravina and his Shasala. And the marketing is Shasala to Amrlahu, there was a Shasala that told the owners, Havali Shivchai, please give me the Shabbach coming to me, the Be'inul Mesikla Eretz Yisrael, because I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So also came to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, he came to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Amrlahu, he told them, Havali Shivchai, give him his Shabbach. Somebody Rav told him, You Ashbach, Arulay Ashbach, we're only crediting the growth and the improvement over here to the Shasala and not to the land itself. The land helped the improvement, so why are you giving him all the improvement? So Amrlahu responded, I meant to say he gets half of the Shabbach. Give the Shasala his half, and the Baal Bayis takes the other half. So Amrlahu Rava told him, Up until now, Baal Bayis was taking half of the gains, and the Shasala was taking the other half, and that's fine. But Hashta Baal Mesa Menasal Arisa, now that Shasala is leaving early, the owner has to give a portion to an Aris. He has to hire a new person to come and work his fields for him, so he's going to have to give him a portion of that, which is going to cause the Baal Bayis a loss. So Amrlahu responded, Riva the Shivcha Kamina, I meant to say that he gets a quarter of the Shabbach. Namely, when Shasala leaves early, he only gets a quarter of the Shabbach, not half of it. Now, some Ravashi wants to say as follows, Riva de Hudanka, the quarter that Shasala gets is really a sixth of everything here. And what does that mean, that it's a quarter, which is a sixth? Dom Rav Nyumi, Brei Rav Nechumi, Basu de Shakal Shasala Palgav Arisa Telsa, in a place where Shasala gets half and an Aris gets a third, as we had said when we introduced this whole topic of Shasala, Hai Shasala de Bailis de Luke, if Shasala wants to leave early, Yavino Le Shevcha, we give him his Shabbach, Umisalkino Le, and then we let him leave, Keich de Loinim Tai Hafsa de Baal Bayis, but only in a way that there's not going to be a loss to the Baal Bayis. So Yam Bishlema, Riva, Duhudanka, if you want to say that when the Shasala is taking a quarter, that quarter is really a sixth, Shapir. So this makes sense that the Baal Bayis is not going to be losing out on anything. Let's pause over here to explain this. So we have six vines, for example. That makes the math easy. And again, as we said, the new Aris is going to be taking a third of the produce, and that leaves two thirds for the owner. So that would mean that the Aris gets two of these vines, and the owner gets four. Now, since the Shasala is taking a quarter of the owner's share, that means he walks away with one vine, and that really turns out to be a sixth of everything, because one vine out of six is a sixth. And in this way, the Baal Bayis is not going to lose out, because he still ends up with his three that he always would have received. Ella, I amrit riva mamish, but if you're going to say the Shasala walks away with an actual quarter of everything here, kamati lepsede le Baal Bayis palgodanko, there's going to be a loss of half of a sixth to the Baal Bayis, which means the Baal Bayis is going to suffer the loss of a twelfth of everything. How is that? So if we're going to allow the Shasala to take a quarter of the six vines that are here, that means he's going to walk away with one and a half. The Aris is going to take a third of all the vines, which means he's going to have two, and that leaves only two and a half for the owner, and that's a twelfth less than he originally would have received had it been an even split with Shasala, because again, he's only walking away with two and a half and not three. And so it must be like what we just explained, in order for the Baal Bayis not to lose out, the Shasala is going to get one vine, which is a quarter of what the Baal Bayis is receiving, and that's a sixth of the overall field. However, Amalei Ravacha Breda Rav Yosef Ravashi, Ravacha Breda Rav Yosef asked Ravashi, Volei Malei, why doesn't the Shasala just tell the Baal Bayis, Ant Menasa Dilach, Havlei Larisa, you give part of your portion to the Aris, Vana and me, me, Menasa Dili, in regards to my portion, Maida Be'ina Vinabe, whatever I want, I'll do with it. In other words, Rashi is being asked, why can't the Shaul just tell the Baal Bayis, look, you give me a full quarter of everything here, I'll take 1.5 vines. That means you're going to be left with 4.5, and you have to give a third of the 4.5 to the Aris. Why are we giving a third of all 6 vines to the Aris? Since you're only left with the produce of 4.5 vines, you give a third of those to the Aris, and you're going to still end up with half of what was in this field. So you're not going to lose out on anything. So Amar Ravashi told him, Kimatos Shchitas Kachim, when you reach Shchitas Kachim, which is another way of saying Mesechas Vachim, Tav actually, come and ask me questions. I see that you're really sharp and you know how to ask good questions. So when we're learning Mesechas Vachim, and that's a very difficult Mesechta, you should come and ask me questions because I know you're going to have some good ones. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we had just mentioned previously, Amar Rav Menumi, Reder Mechumi, Basar de Shakal Shesala Palga Varisa Tulsa, in a place where the Shesala takes half and the Aris takes a third, Hai Shesala Dbayas Luke, when Shesala wants to leave early, Yavina Le Shevche, we give him his Shevach, Mesalkinale, and we let him go. And this is just as long as the Baal Bayis doesn't lose out. And we had just discussed this previously. Now we have another memra from the same Manda Amar. Amar Rav Menuhi B'Reid Rav Nechumi, Kupa Saba Palga. If the vines in this vineyard dried out, so the Shesala takes half of them, because that's considered payrois, it's considered improvement, if you will, and so he gets half of the vines. However, Shatvanara Riva. If the river swept away some of the vines and ruined them, and the Shesala wants to take some, he only gets a quarter, because this is a very unusual occurrence, similar to the Shesala leaving early, and therefore he only gets a quarter and not a half. Now the Gemara moves on to another set of cases. A person gave his vineyard as a mashkan to his friend for 10 years. And we had this earlier in the Masechta. This is called Mashkanta de Sura, where Reuven owes Shimon money, and so he gives him a vineyard as the mashkan, as the collateral. And over here we're saying the arrangement was for 10 years. Namely, Shimon gets all the produce, all the payrois that grows for 10 years. And after that 10 years, the loan is wiped away, and the vineyard goes back to Reuven. But what happened? V'kashal chamesh shnin. After 5 years, everything grew hard, and all the vines died. So Abaye says, Peirahava, these vines are considered payrois, and so the malveh, Shimon, he gets to keep all of them. Whereas Rav Amar Rava says, Karnahava, they're considered Karen, they're really part of the principal of the land, and these dead vines are sold, new land is bought with that money, and the Malva, Shimon, gets the payrois from that new property. However, now we're saying, Mesa, we have a question on Abaye, we have a brassa that tells us, Yavashi Eloi and Niktatz, let's say the tree dried up or got cut down, and this is also in a case of Mashkanta, Shnei Masurim Bay, both of them, the Malva and the Loive, are not allowed to take it, they're not allowed to use it. Ketzad Yasu, so what should be done? Yimkrul Eitzim, it should be sold for wood, Vyokal Ben Karka, and property should be purchased with this money, Vyokal Payrois, and the Malva gets to eat the pears of that. Now, my love, Yavish Demi de Niktatz, when we say that when the Brisa talks about the tree drying up, that's just like when the tree got cut down. My Niktatz bismanoi, just like when a tree gets cut down, we're assuming it's getting cut down in the normal proper time that a tree should be cut down, Av Yavish bismanoi. So too, when it dries up, that means it's drying in a normal time for it to dry up because it's already old. Uktani, nonetheless, the Brisa tells us, Yilka ben Karka, that the dead tree should be sold and Karka should be purchased with that money, Vilcha Peres, and the Malva gets to eat Peres. Alma, what do we see from here? Karnahava, that when the tree or the vines that are growing on the land die, they're still considered Karen, they're part of the actual principle of the land, and the Malva is not allowed to take it for himself. That's just like Rava, not like Abaye. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not true, it's not a Raya. Perhaps we should understand the Brisa as follows. Niktatz domi de Yavesh. When the Brisa talks about it being cut down, that's actually similar to it drying out. Ma Yavesh b'lois manoi, when it dries out, it's possible to say that it dried out not in its normal time. Av Niktatz b'lois manoi, it also could be that it got cut down not in its normal time, and that's why it's considered Karen, but maybe if it dried out or got cut down in its normal time, it wouldn't be considered Karen, it would be payrois, and everything would go to the Malva, just like Abaye. So Tashma, we have another tempted question on Abaye. We have a Mishnah that tells us, Nafula Gefanim Vizesim Skenim, a married woman got a Yerusha from her father, and they were all dried out, grapevines and olive trees. Kufi Ramad Alpha on the top, Gimkarula Eitzim, they should be sold for their wood, Vyokhab and Karka, that money should be used to purchase Karka, Vuaychal Pay Rice, and the husband gets to eat the pay rice, because we know the husband has rights to his wife's pay rice. So we see very clearly from here that dead trees are considered principal, they're considered like the actual Karen, and they're not considered pay rice themselves, because again, if they were pay rice themselves, then the husband should be able to sell them and keep the money for himself, he wouldn't have to buy karka and only benefit from the karka. So Gemara says that's also not a raya emo. Let's say vihizkinu, that she got regular vines or olive trees and then they dried out. So that's why it's considered the Karen, the principle. But you by same alternative, we could say, Lav mi akim nalahi kigun shenafala besada acheres. Can't we establish that this Yerusha that she received is vines or olive trees in somebody else's field? So she didn't actually receive the field, she only received the trees. And in such a situation, the kalkali or karna, if the husband's going to cut down the trees and sell them and not buy property, that's considered like the Karen, the principle itself getting ruined, and that's why you'd have to buy property with the sale of the trees. But in a different situation, where she got trees and property, and the trees were dry, it's possible it would be considered pay rice, and the husband would be allowed to sell them and keep that money. And so once again, we don't have a question on a Abaye's shita. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue discussing a case of Mashkanta de Sura. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.